Developed by Camelot Software Planning and published by Nintendo, Mario Golf Super Rush was released for the Nintendo Switch on June 25th, 2021. It is the sixth game in the Mario Golf franchise, which has been kicking around since the original NES, and the first game since its last installment 7 years ago for the Nintendo 3DS. Super Rush has more than your run-of-the-mill 18-hole courses, of which it has six. The game also has both Speed Golf and Battle Golf modes. In Speed Golf mode, you ditch the cart and sprint to where your ball is landed. The object of the mode is to finish the hole before the other players. Each stroke adds 30 seconds onto your total end time, so you must focus on speed as well as precision. Obstacles as well as opponents and their abilities can hinder your movement, your speed, and even your ball placement. The course is also sprinkled with coins, which can earn you experience, and hearts, which replenish your stamina, allowing you to use your special dash, which can devastate your fellow golfers. The Battle Golf mode is fun, if not sometimes frustrating. It has multiple holes in an arena setting, and the first to sink three of these holes wins, but Bow Wows and Womps are there to block your way and slow you down. Adventure mode, it's the story portion of the game, is pretty straightforward and relies heavily on speed golf. Starting off with the rookie course, you can really get a feel of each of the six courses while participating in tournaments and side quests to help build story and experience. The story isn't Oscar caliber, but what would one expect from a Mario game? There are some special team-ups with Wario and Waluigi, and a battle against a knight statue, and those made up some of the highlights in the adventure mode. Those of you familiar with Mario Golf series will feel right at home with the gameplay, and Super Rush really doesn't break the mold in any meaningful way. You line up your shot, tap a button, wait for the meter to fill, tap it again, your desired distance, and then the meter fills up again and you can kind of motion your shot to the right or the left or forward or back, depending on where you want it to go. It's simple and not rocket science. Camelot Software has opted not to fix what wasn't broken. There are, however, a few minor design headaches I met along the way. During one course, I overshot the fairway, it landed in a crevasse, and my ball rolled out of bounds in the crevasse, but it counted as me still being in the crevasse, which was impossible to get out of. So I ended up starting the entire round over. I was on hole 14, so that was a fairly frustrating situation to say the least. Also, the dashes that your character has during speed golf can be more of a hindrance than a help. Many times I would dash into a stamina heart just to leap right over it, missing it completely. The mechanic also had me jumping over my ball and into bunkers while trying to get to my lie on the green. I personally find the game's replayability to be quite high, considering I spent a lot of time with the Wii Sports Golf, and it does have a very similar feel. With six total courses, you know, vast multiplayer options, and the solo challenge mode, which I really plan on becoming the best at each course, I don't really see myself putting the game down anytime soon. Although not a hole-in-one, Mario Golf Super Rush is on par with what you'd expect of a game in the Mario Golf franchise. I give Mario Golf Super Rush an 8.3 out of 10. For more discussion and information on Mario Golf Super Rush and other games, tune into the Entitled Gaming Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever podcasts are found.